Good morning, RVA. It's 42 degrees, and today you can expect chilly temperatures in the 50s. My weather app is even alerting me to a frost advisory through 9 a.m. tomorrow. Fall has certainly arrived.
Boop.
Water cooler. Appointments for families trying to get their 5 through 11-year-olds the COVID-19 vaccine officially exist. It looks like chain pharmacies will open up appointments this weekend, and as of right now, there are still a few appointments remaining at the Raceway for this weekend, too. Next week, though, is flush with plenty of options and opportunities to go get your kid jabbed, even as late into the day as 7:45 p.m. You'll most likely have no problems finding a date and time that works for you. McShiffrey's at VPM has a council district breakdown of the casino vote, which is fascinating. Heavily against, 1st, 2nd, and 4th districts. Split decision, 3rd, 5th, and 7th districts. Heavily in favor, 6th, 8th, and 9th districts. If this would have been a mayoral election where the casino needed to win 5 council districts, it would have passed, winning the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, with the 3rd barely providing the swing vote by just 45 votes, according to VPAP's admittedly incomplete vote tallies. As foretold, Chris Suarez and Mark Robinson at the Richmond Times-Dispatch have a piece focusing on the racial breakdown of the referendum vote, reporting that, quote, every precinct with a majority white population received more votes against the casino than for it. They've also got the mayor's statement, quote, while I believe this was a $565 million opportunity lost to create well-paying jobs, expand opportunity, keep taxes low, and increase revenue to meet the needs of our growing city, I am proud of the transparent and public process we went through to listen to our residents and put this opportunity before our voters. However, I think the best quote I've read this morning belongs to former Richmond Business reporter J. Elias O'Neill, who told VPM, quote, the key to crucial economic development endeavors is investing in neighborhoods by maintaining and providing key services and public investments, something the city has neglected to do in the South Side for decades.
Boop.
Allie Rocket of the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that a driver struck and killed a pedestrian on Broad Street in Henrico County out near Innsbruck. Rocket says this is the county's 3rd pedestrian fatality in as many weeks, which is just awful. All 3 of these fatal incidents happened after dark, which will tempt folks into saying people should wear lights or bright colored clothing or just not walk around at night. Instead, the county should build safe infrastructure so residents who need to walk somewhere can do so without risking their lives. This is not an impossible task, it's just about priorities. Jack Jacobs of Richmond BizSense reports that you'll soon find Sue Casa's frozen burritos at a couple physical locations around town. I frequently take advantage of Sue Casa's home delivery setup, which puts frozen burritos that have no right being as good as they are directly on my doorstep. I guess other people do leave their homes more frequently than I do, so having some retail options probably makes sense. Also food-related, Richmond Magazine's Eileen Mellon speaks to a couple restaurant owners about how business has changed during the pandemic and what it looks like as we slowly emerge, fingers crossed. I love these sorts of things, like yesterday's long read, where folks reevaluate what was normal before and what makes sense moving forward. Maybe things don't have to be exactly like they were in 2019.
Boop.
Logistical note. I am getting boosted this evening, Pfizer, in case you were interested. And I have blocked out most of my tomorrow on my calendar as shivering in bed. This week has been weird for many reasons, but I'll be back in your inbox come Monday. Have an excellent weekend, and why don't you join me in making some vaccination appointments for you and yours, too.
Boop.
This morning's long read is titled Old Friends and the Parties They Throw. Here's an essay about death and memories, which sounds sad, but is actually pretty cozy and a perfect long read for a fall Thursday. Here's an excerpt. Here's the most important story as I know it. My dad is young, in his 20s, and has moved into a building downtown. He meets his neighbor in the stairwell. His neighbor is trying to fix something with a drill, but has the drill set backward. He gently attempts to correct her, and she yells at him, and then they are best friends for the next 50 years. Leah's already a downtown legend. My dad is young and lost and nobody. His life grows out of knowing Lee and her wife Essie, whose love story is also already a small legend below 14th Street. I don't remember when I first heard this story. I only remember knowing it. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of some beautiful red leaves scattered about a slate walkway. Just perfect.
Boop.
Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.